Babies and Gentlemen. Welcome back to the Boot Rap Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, that's what you want to go with? That's what you want to start with?
I mean, I was thinking about that Roblox anchor.
Babies and Bebelman.
Welcome back to the Boot Rap Bob. Today we have Boo Bebel again. Bebop and Bubby!
We can finally discuss all the intricacies.
Intricacies.
all the goodies of last LeVC and everything in between and everything good. Because holy my God, I think.
Dude, I mean, that happened a long time ago, guys. That's been a long time.
And I still don't know. Who was at the door? I still don't know.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for part two.
It's Yami. He's at the door.
Who's at the door?
Holy cow.
I'm still waiting for part two, dude.
That cliffhanger sucked, dude.
That was fun. It has been Isaac. 8 months. It's been a while, guys. I don't know how much people can, like, recollect in their minds, but holy God.
Recollect?
Yeah, recollect. Like how much you guys were, like, remember?
I remember nothing.
All right.
Oh, I remember.
Who won?
Yeah, I remember one thing.
Who won?
I think it was you, Tanner.
Tanner, you did win. Congrats.
Dude, I was the first one out and I got, like, killed. I got killed off by you.
You got, like, bent down on your knees.
Dude, you had a potion of poison like thrown on you.
It was like, how can we torture this guy with claustrophobia and ruin his life? And then he was like, oh, yeah.
I was watching Tanner's heart ticks just drop slowly throughout the entire video. Once those shoulder pads
and it was like,
broke.
It was like 3 hours and 30 minutes in. I was like, all right, is it done yet? Like,
Tanner, someone's like, pussy.
Who? I can kill him right now. I don't care who you are.
I don't know. I think his name is like Joe.
The streets.
Joe Burrow.
Wait,
Joe Burrow.
Joey B did not say that.
Joey B. I don't know. I don't know football players like that. Just no names.
I heard it along the grapevine.
Isaac. Yeah.
Yes.
You had Tanner wearing the football pads for the duration of a football game, you said?
Yeah. The average length of an NFL game is three hours and 30 minutes.
That's not true.
It is. Actually, three hours and 12 minutes. Actually.
That's not true. I don't think that's true.
Would you like to Google it? Because I threw up the fucking fun fact on the screen.
You counted halftime?
Halftime
is when you take off their gear.
Brother,
they even put that in.
I didn't ask
you. I thought you were just counting total play time.
This is where it went south. What I didn't know was that Tanner strapped the chin strap, not just like a little bit on his chin, like
forced me
fully on his chin, as if he was about to play a game.
You're like, let's
chat. Is he valid, chat?
I remember doing that shit. I can check the GoPros. I still have that footage.
Check the footage.
Where's that footage on?
I don't think it's.
Check his hard drive.
Jamie, let's pull that up.
Where is it, bro?
As much as I would love to put that up on the screen right now, it would take me a few minutes. A bit's just going to pass, but...
Someone's not organized.
I'm pretty okay with guinea pigs.
What I do know is that it was not 4 hours. You are cap. I counted the time from the minute I put it on you.
I counted the time, too. I was very particular with the time.
Either way, you killed him. You killed the poor guy.
Yeah, you did kill him.
You're responsible for his fucking death.
And you know, the halftime argument, that kind of changes the whole thought about it.
Halftime is at least...
Because that's when you sit down and take it off. You're like...
Yeah, like, all right.
Yeah,
that's you get those, like, respirators. I've seen football players have those, like, respirator shit.
They have their own fucking drugs.
Why are they playing that game?
They're constantly running. Like, they're
you didn't even let Tanner get warmed up, bro. He was sitting there for hours before, and he had to throw the gear on. He couldn't stretch or nothing, dude.
Mm-hmm. He was all happy to do it
as well. I love it.
You're basically Mr. Beast. You're Jimmy Mr. Beast. And Tanner, you're Chandler.
How did we compare to the first one, the very first Last Leaf? Because exact
what
same cast.
Even was that?
The first one was like 5 hours.
Yeah, that. That's why we were told like the day before. It felt like that.
We were.
It wasn't really like a. It seemed a lot more. I don't know. Even this one. This one was way bigger. But the first one.
I felt way more drained.
I felt so drained. Yeah, I was dying. Yeah. That one. Even though I hadn't flown anywhere, but I'd just been like. by the end of it, it was crazy.
Well, I mean, we weren't up very long for the first one either. No. Like, it was just like, I don't know, like
the sun, came up and that was about it.
Nine o'clock in the morning,
like,
we were done.
I was like, we could win $1,000, mom. I'm telling you, if I stay up long enough, we could win $1,000.
And then she made me like breakfast and
she made
like
you eggs.
Oh, bro.
Wow.
And like everything.
Dude, I literally.
That first one, do you know?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, bro, you remember you're like this.
Oh, the one where you're wearing like a big Snuggie and then like you turn off all your lights and then you ate a big meal and then you sat back and you were like, I'll be fine. And then out of the darkness, we just heard.
Oh, I do remember
that was every year, Nick.
Is that when I was wearing the pink? It was like a pink sweatshirt or something.
Yeah. It was so cozy. It was like December. Like you were full Christmas mode. Like you were properly like, oh my god.
Joe, you got shit on for years about your damn Christmas tree.
Oh my god,
Can I talk about
the Christmas tree allegations, please? So the day, because I, like we said, I think Isaac told us literally like the day beforehand that we were going to record. And my parents had already set aside, like we were like, on this day, we are having family time and we are putting the ornaments on the tree and watching a movie and everything.
We're going to have a group nap. We're going to sleep for a little while.
Wait, I didn't know that.
In reality,
fucking tree.
I don't really think I saw it. It was fucking like 5 years ago, dude. I don't really remember. But
I remember every
I was literally gone for maybe like an hour and a half. And everyone makes it seem like I was gone for fucking like 20 years. It was like an hour.
Yeah, it really did.
It was not that long.
It felt quite long.
Well, it was unavoidable. Otherwise, I would have been killed. I couldn't do anything about it.
I believe that.
So.
Fair enough.
But I was decorating a tree. It's the complete and honest truth.
But then you came back. I mean, you were.
Yeah, it is a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't sleeping, so it's like, I mean, it doesn't matter.
And then
we had literally been up for like 5 hours at that point. Like, we weren't even.
All right, sorry about that. OBS crashed.
We're back. Trying to find this.
So I'm not really sure how much. What do we have?
Of what?
In terms of footage. Is that correct?
Oh, it's saved. It managed to save.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Where were we? Technology is low-key ahead of its time right now.
No. You can't have one save and say that because then a lot of bad shit's going to happen and then we're going
to. Now, this podcast's about to go. We're not going to have no problems. This podcast is going to go swimmingly.
Mm-hmm. We already lost it.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
Dude. Are you guys able to differentiate all the last Sleepy C's in your head? Because I don't even think I really can.
Like, more or less.
I fell asleep in all of them, so no.
The third one I can, like with, because that was when you came over,
right?
Flew over same day, et cetera, and all that shit.
Yeah, it was a special one.
Yeah, no, that was like the only one I can really kind of separate into blocks.
I can't remember two. But not really.
Yeah, one and two, I don't know. I don't really know the different events that happened in
two,
them.
For me,
I was in.
Yeah, two.
Yeah, that's true.
Was Baron Moonzy.
Yeah, I remember
Baron
Moonzy.
Three was Yummy and Moon. I don't know.
You don't even remember, bro.
I was. It was me and Yummy for number three.
And then four was the Groof guys, and then special guest Jubby, and then five was all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, very
Bingar.
Cool.
Bingar.
I need
to chill out on saving pictures on my camera roll. I can't find shit anymore, bro.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for the screenshot of me sitting below you guys. It's just like Yummy above me, and then the VC joined for $3. And
if you manage to find that shit on your phone,
type it.
Oh, true. Yeah. You can search words.
Oh, yeah. Picture. True. Oh, yeah. True.
Oh, yeah. True. Oh, yeah. True.
Wait, let me just search Yummy.
I can differentiate one and two for me because one was the one where we all split it. Number two is when I did I trolled the troll in the second one.
And wasn't that also the one where you guys voted me out?
Ooh.
No. Okay.
That was fucking crazy. That was crazy.
You kind of fucking deserved it, though.
I don't think
you redeemed yourself, though.
Nick felt bad, really, really bad afterwards.
I didn't.
Don't fucking lie.
Dude, after this last VC, I don't feel bad for Grunk anymore at all. He can get fired from Wegmans for making shit pizza. Like,
that's personal. What you just said was personal, Nick. That was mean.
Fired.
That was mean.
Wrestle it out. I don't know about y'all.
What's your mom?
Wrestle it out.
I just can't get over the fact that, like, if we were to ever do another Last Leave VC and this time it's just for fucking brownie points, I'm going to bed in 20 minutes, bro. I'm going to show up,
dude,
plug my Snapchat, and I'm going to move on, bro.
What if okay, wait.
Add me on Snap.
What if you did Last Leave VC wins a mysterious amount?
Oh.
A mysterious amount.
It could be $10. It could be $10 bucks. It could be like, it could be $500,000. Who knows?
I like this idea. Isaac, please.
Who knows?
Can you give us $500,000
item? It could be a
it's like a,
or it could be a car.
Yeah, a new card. That'd be good.
Rarest Pokemon card ever in the world, and he'd be there for forever.
True.
He's already got it.
I would like to
I have a few more to submit, sorry.
Okay.
Would like to apologize for the way I was in Lastly VC5, because looking back at that footage and in that video, it really was bad. I'll admit it was bad. I had no self-control, and I succumbed to my own devices.
I'm sorry for saying I hope you get fired from Wegmans for making a bad pizza.
Thank you. I took that too far.
I will say it was unbearable, and you made me look like the biggest sourpuss in the world.
It's like, I had no idea how bad I was being. I really didn't. Because it's like, I'm just sitting there chilling, really, and doing the things it's weird because I don't normally do things like that. Well, maybe I take that back, because there's this thing on my desk here that just last podcast, I was like,
you're speaking, it feels like there's a mouse.
The words he's deciding for me. But yeah, that was just madness. I cringed at myself whenever I got the bagpipe thing, because like, damn. You know,
the moment there was a shift.
Yeah.
There was a shift. I could feel myself go, I'm in for the long
haul.
I thought that Grunk was trying to get people out on purpose.
No, I was just doing that. I literally was just doing
that's
that.
That's just you, dude.
Yeah. Oh, are you serious?
Well, yeah, I mean, okay, like, this will work to annoy people and get people out, but I didn't like that. I knew that wasn't going to work, really. So I was just more so doing it to do it.
It was pretty fucking close to working, I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
I do want to say, though, bro, even as annoying as it was, I had to sit through fucking hundreds of hours of the fucking squeaky toy. It was, it wasn't that bad. Like,
That's good.
Yeah,
people really, really fucked with it.
You know, I'm not like insecure about it, but you know,
on first watch, it's funny as fuck. And then, but like sitting there when you're sleep deprived and like living through it is different.
Yeah. And I think I definitely got enjoyment out of annoying the shit out of you, but it's like,
dude,
it's all good.
I absolutely loved seeing the switch in your head. Like when you heard a sound, you were like, oh, and then you kept repeating it over and over. There was a spark. I kept wanting to trigger it. Like, I was like, how can I bring him back?
Yeah. I just love how nothing would stop you. It wouldn't matter if I was on the phone police or if it was like, it just didn't fucking matter to you. There's no regard. You were just existing, bro.
That was awesome.
You were muted in real life somehow. I don't know.
It wasn't even just like the sound effects he was making. It was the fact that he had the soundboard to play them infinitely.
Yeah, that was the worst thing.
He
got access to something he never had access to. You were like a 12-year-old that found out about Siri for the first time. So you're just asking Siri all these questions. You know?
Siri, what's 9 + 2? Ooh,
11.
Siri, what's the answer to life?
Trying to filter through. Out of everything that happened, like something that nobody really knows about and I know about, and it's hard, I'm thinking.
What is it?
Because again, I'm trying to figure out. I know there's a bunch of shit, but you know,
I have a little tidbit that I noticed from the video itself. that I haven't really seen talked about a lot. I was really close to falling asleep at one point.
Oh yeah,
like very very close. And you it's, I don't remember like a timestamp or anything like that. I just remember Isaac, I think it might have been around the Flappy Mercy part when they were playing that on Overwatch.
No. That was in the first one. You started to fall asleep. It was after Tanner got out, and it was around the time when I think I was getting scones because I was energetic as fuck. And I said, Jump is falling asleep, he loses.
Yeah, I literally was, and you literally stopped me from falling asleep right then and there because I was like, I was literally like on the edge of it. Because everyone was like, it was one of the dead times, so not really that much was happening, and I was like on my phone, like literally like falling asleep while watching like TikTok or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, there were a lot
pretty
of
pretty fucked.
There were some moments. Nick was really close to falling asleep several times.
Dude.
No, I was not.
And you, when you put that damn comfy on.
Yeah,
I was like this, but it was literally my phone was down here and I was on my phone. And I would have been way more energetic if I didn't hear like.
You're a fucking cap, dude.
Dude, we never made it to the part where we like lose our phone privileges and everything like that.
Yeah,
Isaac takes away the bathroom and then we don't get to eat.
I wish if we had like no soundboard privileges, that would have been fucking amazing. If we had, all I wanted was 10 minutes of a silent game and Isaac wouldn't even give that.
You broke the rules twice. You broke the silence both times.
No, I did not.
Yes, you didn't watch the video.
You broke one of them.
You didn't watch the video. You didn't. You didn't. Shame on you. Shame on you, Will. You're here at a class.
But you did it out of you're like already pretty annoyed by Isaac. So you're like trying to get at him.
I was like, okay, we're gonna do this for Willie Chan. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
That's
like,
in what part? One or two?
That's in the two.
That doesn't exist.
Like, it's like even if you did get away with your little like silent game thing. Do you know who you're with? Like, do you know who you're asking to be silent for 10 minutes, bro? Like,
you're asking noise,
I could have done it. I actually could have done it. I'm so sorry.
I'm not only talking about you. I'm talking about everyone. Like, yeah. I just don't think that this group is capable of doing that.
I think we could. Yeah. We could do it.
Soldiers. Silent game would have been
we could do it right
godsend.
Now. Let's go. Silence in the middle of the podcast would be hype.
Yeah, it would be. Maybe. Yo.
Drunk, you could be as annoying as possible. Like, you can make any noise ever. Uh-huh. But the one thing that will actually annoy me is when you suggest, like, Among Us to me.
Dude, I want to play Among Us so bad. Among Us is so fun.
I'll play Among Us. I'll play Pummel Party.
Dude, it's so funny. I watched a video and when we played Pummel Party. It was like we were hardly playing. Like, it was like on, and we'd come back every, like, 5 minutes and play a turn and then go away. And then it was just left on for, like, 40 minutes.
There's a portion of Pummel Party when he was literally like on death's door already. It was when he was it was when we were doing the gun game.
Yeah, it was the
and
gun
he was
one.
Literally just standing still shooting at nothing.
He's like shooting the wall and I'm just like
cuz he was literally
you're
was, like
done
at that
with
point
games.
He was dead.
It's like anti-fun for me. I like
no games. Yo, wait no.
What would have been fun then? What would have been the
game? Sitting there fucking making awesome like balloon animals or doing anything else.
Balloon animal challenge. That was good.
You say do anything, but what does that mean? Because do anything could be in playing Among Us. That's anything.
We could have played like Roblox, dude. We could have done that.
Why Roblox over Among Us? That don't even make sense.
That doesn't make a single sense.
Among Us has been out since like 2012, dude.
Yeah, so what? Like, it's still fucking awesome. It's awesome.
It is
Among Us. I need
awesome.
A shirt that says Among Us is fucking awesome.
Town of Salem did it first, bro.
Town of Salem.
Town of Salem. You can't walk around. You can't even walk around. Yeah.
Trouble in Terrorist Town.
Trouble in Terrorist Town.
There's a terrorist in Terrorist Town.
I'm gonna be real. I don't know why the fuck I succumbed to the idea of lockdown protocol. With the argument that was it is 1 million times better. I have no idea what I was fucking thinking.
I thought it was good.
Dude, we just pressed buttons and then we
we didn't even play it because it crashed Isaac's computer. Like you guys literally bought the game. It crashed Isaac's computer and Tanner, like it would have taken 20 hours to download it on Tanner's computer for some reason. So we just ended up not playing it.
All I gotta say is stamina runs down when you jump. What the hell is that?
What is that? And what's the Vine Boom?
Dude, it's like fun. It's like fun, and you don't get it.
Did you make the game?
What are you talking about?
Maybe.
Are you Dr. Protocol?
Wait, I might be Dr. Protocol.
You know what would have been great during Lastly VC? The Battlefield 6 beta. That would have been a great thing to have.
Can we sidetrack off Lastly VC and talk about how horseshit that beta is?
I think we're talking about it.
I'm pretty sure the beta is really good.
Yeah, that's what people
know. It's like,
this is the fact you have to hack your computer.
Go into your BIOS and disable your fucking firewall motherboard in order to get past the mainframe of Battlefield for 4 days. That's it. It's not even out forever.
Stupid.
I'm good, bro.
It's just filtering out the pussies.
Sorry.
You know, true.
Sorry. That was weird.
I'm guilty of stories. I'm a huge fucking pussy. I'm not doing that shit.
It's like Battlefield, bro. This ain't COD. It's Battlefield, bro.
This ain't no called bullshit, bro.
This ain't no bullshit, bro.
Sorry, yeah. I never got to play it, bro.
Pussies, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, the next was actually so tragic. It literally said no. What did it say? It's like,
it said my BIOS. It said Bootstrap was not supported on my PC. And then if I wanted to try and make it supportive, I had to reformat my hard drive.
Isn't that cool?
I'm such a loser.
That is such an unoptimized game then.
Yeah, let's release a game where we make people have to reformat their entire PC just to be able to play. And then there's cat girls that are fucking cheating still.
Explain what that means for viewers at home, because people might not understand how stupid that shit is.
Okay, so basically, long story short, Battlefield 6, EA wanted to make a game, which is great. It's a great game, but they wanted to be able to have kernel level access to your PC. Basically meaning they wanted to be able to have full access to your computer. See all the apps that are running so that they could prevent cheats or whatever. And my computer does not allow me to do that. And the only way to do that is me to change a setting on a hard drive that I have, and
formatting
means that you basically reset and delete everything.
Yeah, everything on your computer is gone. That's what it means.
It's like, your game is not worth that. You're such a loser. Fuck
yeah. It's also just a beta too.
That's the thing.
Something that you can play for 4 days.
Yeah, I'm fucking dead, bro. I'm not doing that. That's incredible.
I hate Valorant to death.
EA is the worst shit ever.
So do I, dude. Their anti-cheat is actually like, it's malware.
Vanguard, right? Yeah, literally, but like, they did it the right way. If you want people to play your game, give them the anti-cheat that just does it for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, why are we hacking our PCs in 2025 to play a video game? Like, maybe that was something people would do when they were sitting outside a GameStop at like 12, you know, at night. Like, they would do some shit to play a game. But now, bro?
Yeah. Why doesn't Battlefield just do what Hypixel does?
What does Hypixel do?
They have to call people that are like suspected to be cheating and like go through their task manager with them on a Discord call.
You have to share your whole screen?
Yeah. You have to go through your texture packs and shit, make sure you're not x-raying. That'd be cool. Battlefield should follow in those
steps. It's Minecraft shit, bro. It's Minecraft shit.
Yes, bro. Yeah.
What? Yeah. When did they implement that?
Just Minecraft shit, bro.
What do you mean? A lot of Minecraft servers do that. If you're
Tanner, you can do that. Tanner, you're banned
lighting
from Hypixel.
The butt of the cigarette.
I'm banned from Hypixel forever, like permanently.
Oh, never mind.
Wait, I heard. Maybe I saw this on like Twitter. Isn't like Hypixel being bought by Riot?
They already were. Oh no, Hytale.
No, that's Hytale. 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 Sorry, yeah. Hytale is a different game.
$400 million or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, it's incredible, bro. Simon Hypixel.
Yeah, because it was getting shut down. I forget which company had it before, but it was getting shut down. That's why I don't really know, because it was in production for like a billion trillion years, and then they were just like, now we're stopping, and you guys get no information.
A billion trillion years.
Yeah.
Or have I heard that before?
Well, now is our time. If Roblox like shits the bed, then Hytale has a chance.
Isn't that happening right now? Isn't Roblox shitting the bed currently?
Yeah, dude, that's a crazy thing. I've never
seen triple downing on pedophile defending. It's crazy.
Dude, it's awesome.
Really?
It's so great. Yeah, they're after didn't Roblox, they like ban them off the fucking platform? The people that were like hunting the bad guys?
The vigilantes, they said.
Yeah.
Vigilantes? Like
they
the
like
Batman's
thawed out.
The
they thawed
Batman
out like the oldest predator hunter in the world, Chris Hansen.
Yeah, dude, Chris Hansen was so in call insane. With Schlepp.
Chris Hansen,
dude, I feel like really? Chris Hansen, a trend hopper number farmer.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, he's kind of like a gun for hire now. He's just like, if he
comes out the woodworks,
then he's like, all right, fuck it, let's do it.
All right, I'll do anything.
It's weird. I don't know, but fuck it. After Roblox, Pixel Gun 3D, that is like peak ring.
That I'm is really bad. That. That all those servers are really fucking bad.
What about what about Sandbox, the Gary's Mod game?
Oh yeah,
like the better version.
Is there a lot of people that like are fucked up on that?
I gotta pee.
No.
Well,
wait,
it's just like still in development, isn't it?
No, I think Nick was meaning like the next big thing.
It's the S and Box.
Like, yeah,
S.
Yeah, GMod 2.
I think that could be big. It could
GMod
be big.
GMod 2, absolutely.
Oh, you can purchase it.
Yeah. Wait, what? I thought it was free.
Oh, it's added to your wish list.
Everyone, make your games free. Make everything free now, please.
Everything should be free, true.
I just paid $80 for a game. I'm not even kidding y'all, bro.
What game?
What'd you buy?
Silent Hill F.
Oh, fuck yes, dude. It's like next month. I'm so excited.
I know. But $80!
Was it actually $80?
For the deluxe edition.
Oh, yeah, I think it is.
Oh, well, that's different.
I think it is the schoolgirl one.
Yeah, the schoolgirl one. Yeah, yep, that's the one.
In Japan, yeah.
But normal price is 70. It's not 60 no more.
Well, that's how games have been for like a couple years now. They've been 70 for like a couple. It was 60 back in the day. Those were the good old days.
Bro, we need a Modern Warfare 2 remastered where there's no paywalls and it's just the game.
I'd rather have
you are asking the wrong company, bro.
I'd rather games go away forever.
Was it Activision or Treyarch? Yeah. I can't remember.
It's Activision. Yeah, they're never going to get rid of that shit.
Would y'all be pissed off if all the games disappeared and then the walls to your house like fell like that and then you're just supposed to be outside?
Dude, I would get so. I would be like, what?
And then bacon started raining from the sky.
Oh, yes, wait, and bacon. And you can't forget about the bacon.
We're wrong, Jubby. We're wrong.
What? We're wrong about what?
Infinity Ward. Made MW2. Infinity Ward.
They made it?
Infinity Ward?
They're like the company that developed it. Yeah.
I thought they remastered it.
I was just talking about like modern Activision, like how they deal with fucking the current COD games and the amount of microtransactions.
How they harass them at their workplace and drink the titty milk that's inside of the, not the gamer subs flavor, but the actual titty milk. Nope.
Yeah, they do that.
You didn't know about that? There was a woman that like a mom that was like breastfeeding, but she would like have to go and put the milk in like a bottle and then put it in the refrigerator. And someone in the work office was drinking.
I bet his defense was like, I didn't know. I thought it was just regular milk.
I thought it was good. I thought it was milk. Keep asking him, what brand is this? What brand is this? They don't want to answer.
Let me see. Blizzard.
That's real? That's a real thing?
Blizzard milk. God. Yeah, nursing, Activision, Blizzard employees. Yeah, so it's...
Of course it's Blizzard, dude.
This is from 4 years ago. Nursing, Activision, Blizzard employees say their breast milk kept getting stolen.
Kept?
It's always fucking Blizzard, bro. It's always Blizzard.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
God. That's really disturbing. Dude, what happened to the games and all the hype?
Dude, this is what makes it horrible. The person said, there was no fridge in the... There was no...
Someone bought a fridge for me.
There was no fridge in the room, so I had to label and carry my breast milk out and store it in the break room fridge. It was very clearly breast milk in baggies with a baby's face on it.
Oh, wow. So they were doing that on purpose, and there's no getting out.
I don't know. I just thought that it was regular milk in a normal
with a baby on the bag.
So why are companies so strict on hiring processes, but then they like don't even like this still happens. You know how they go through a very thorough process or whatever?
It's all bullshit. Because it's probably because the milk drinker was like someone's kid, like a
CEO's
daughter or son. That's what
I'm saying. Many people are like, you know, they know people that work at the companies and it doesn't matter who they are. They just get in.
Let's do an experiment. Let's put milk in a baggie and put Tanner's face on it. And Tanner, you make like a face, like make like a baby face or something like that. Like you're crying.
We should have a Nepo baby in the group one day.
Ooh.
Oh, we should.
Someone's little nephew.
You said a Nepo baby?
He just shows up and like you don't explain anything. They're just there from that
Kendrick
day
Lamar's
on.
Nephew.
And it's like, and then like Larry, when we're like, yo, who is this? He needs to leave. Larry's like, no, he's good. He's good.
I checked him. He's good.
He's good.
No, he's
fine.
He's good.
Okay.
He's with me.
He's with me. No, he's with me. He's in the W, dude. He's cool.
What it was your guys' favorite moment each from last to leave EC5?
Winning. Never. I think I won. No, the first.
You split it. You split it.
Yeah, we split. I really enjoyed
the most recent last Levy C.
Most recent one. I don't know. Like I said, turning Grunk's cogs was kind of funny. Like I was trying to figure out how to somehow sneak a sound in, and then he hears it, and then he's like, oh. It's like a fucking robot. It's like a secret word you say, and he's like,
sleeper agent.
yeah, sleeper agent. That was always really funny to me. But aside from that, I think my favorite.
I just like being mobile and being
the mobile.
Like,
shit.
Yeah, that, yeah. I think you were like the best candidate to have like the mobile setup. I don't know.
I was forcing myself.
That was crazy how you fit in there. That made no sense.
I had this much space between the wall and me. I was like,
what the fuck is this?
Yeah, what is happening? What was this?
I know there was ads on the video. My mistake.
Come on.
Isaac's watching poop gifts or ads.
That was rubbing someone's stomach. Like,
what was sexy massage on a guinea pig video for what?
I think pelvis.
I think my favorite part was... My favorite part was watching as Bear was slowly falling asleep, standing still and like zoning out because he drank that mysterious drink.
See, I've never experienced anything like that before. It was like I was in a different realm. No, I mean it. I've never taken anything to go to sleep before. And I thought it was actually fake. Because I didn't want to say like I'm the guy to take it. Because you don't want to be, like, if I'm wrong, it'd be really, really embarrassing. Because I'm just being like, guys, I think I'm tweaking out, guys.
Right.
So, But no, there was a point, I think, when I was sat down in my room and I could feel my brain was on, but my body was off.
Yeah,
and
I was just to let you know.
I was freaking out.
AFK doesn't have melatonin, it has magnesium, which relaxes your muscles. So you get like real relaxed, real chill, and then that's probably what happened.
I actually saw sleep like demons I saw shadow monsters. I was going through a different journey. I was going through something complete. Like I was not there when we were playing Pummel Party. I distinctly remember being like, "I'm not here. What's going on?" It's like my body's like I can really like it was crazy.
And out of had to body experience, yeah.
Listeners, this ain't a game, y'all. Listeners, this ain't a game. Very spiritual.
I don't know if I had a specific moment from the thing that I liked the most. I just, for some reason, once it got past like a certain time period, I started doing this bit where it wasn't. I don't even think it was a bit. It was just any time I would hear something.
anything.
Something would be said, and my brain would like pick it out. And I would just repeat it for like 10 minutes. Like I would not stop. I would just say it over and over again.
We're going to be doing dares. We do dares.
I feel like we're like all individually a good case study of something that's like really wrong.
True.
With a human being.
True.
Like we're all just really fucked up in a different way.
Isaac, can you start a new series? Last to leave the cave, and we have nothing. We have literally nothing at all.
We have to work to keep a fire alive. that's all we can do.
It turns into a ravaging story of how one person survives.
Oh my god!
That'd be a good movie.
That would be good.
Last to leave the cave.
I can pick out each and every one of my favorite bits in terms of like who,
Cap.
Like right now. You say Cap.
Yeah. No, yeah. Wait, you should do it after everyone says their personal favorite.
Shut up.
All right. My bad.
That's not what I was trying to say at all.
Oh, sorry.
Willie.
Yeah, no. Christ.
Right, what was your favorite part from part two, though?
Is that the one where I told Yummy to shut up and that I was Bob Tomato?
He didn't watch. No, he didn't watch part two.
He's talking about part two of five, bro. Not part two.
Oh, sorry. See, Bear thought the same thing.
No, yeah, I thought the same thing.
Nick Steve Wozniak rant was one of the funniest things to ever happen, I think.
I didn't know how he thought of that. I don't even know.
In Last Legacy 2, right?
Yeah, yeah. Where he was just saying tomato. Nonsense, like genuine nonsense.
President of Tomato Town.
Town, and Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, they started in a garage.
He started in a garage.
I'm Steve Jobs, and you're Steve Wozniak. Basically, what I'm saying is get the fuck out or something. I don't remember. There's like a quote of it. Yeah. Come on, I'll have to look it up.
That's true, though. They did start in a garage.
But
they did.
My favorite. We did.
My favorite.
My favorite was probably whenever Crispy was at the door, because that was like actually crazy. That was like
things up a little bit. Mm-hmm.
That like I was actually scared for a moment, because when I looked out the window and I really didn't see anyone, because I think he was standing too close to the door, so I couldn't see him. And I was like, "There's no one there. You guys are definitely trolling." But then there actually was someone there. And I was like, "Wow." That my heart was racing when I opened the door, like genuinely, it was crazy.
Well, I mean, who was the person that like actually saw someone there? It was Tanner. Was it Tanner?
Okay, wait, stop. Because you had a tone, Tanner. You weren't even like it. There's didn't feel that the serious the way you spoke about it.
Because I had like auto-tune on and my reverb. So I was like, "There's a man at the door."
Yeah, I thought you were joking. So when I walked out. And I was like, and I saw it was like, it was. I think there was like a red light as well. Yeah, and I thought there was like a demon at the door.
I saw your face drop, Bear. Your face is like,
my first time in America. This happens. I was absolutely flipping terrified, man. It really freaked me out.
Yeah, you guys have to keep in mind. So when Bear came over, like to America again, first time, like not only did we get free fucking pizza against our own consent. The police were also called an hour later, and then a man appears at the fucking door at night. Yeah.
It's
3:30 in the morning.
The first night you got here, we had gone to dinner, and then we had this like waiter who was like dicking on you the whole time.
He told me
at Applebee's.
That was so wrong.
Applebee's, yeah.
At Applebee's,
you kept getting dicked on.
Yeah.
You're like, British guy wants to. He was such an asshole.
I wasn't even doing anything.
Dude.
I didn't say anything. Yeah. And then do you remember the other restaurant where? So which one did we went to? Like, I think it was like a Mexican restaurant, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did we get a picture of all of us.
Yeah. And the waitress came over and said like, "What do you guys want?" And you all said like, "Water, water, water." Came over to me. Water. She looked at me like I was speaking a different language. She did the lean in.
Yeah. It was like, dude, it was two barriers. It was the accent, and also she didn't speak like English too well.
She looked at you like you were speaking Spanish.
She
spoke Spanish herself.
She probably thought you were fucking with her. Just fucking with her genuinely.
Dude, remember when you asked for ranch bear, you're like ranch. And he was like, what the hell is ranch? I was like, what's wrong?
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's not that different, man. It's not that different.
He was, that Applebee's guy was just a handful, man. It was like the first dinner.
Yeah, his prior job was like making fun of like people who sat down to eat.
That
restaurant where they dick on people.
Yeah. Why did they hire him?
He forgot to switch out.
Applebee's sees that shit on a resume. Is like, oh yeah, we need that.
Oh yeah.
Come on in, man.
Bring in some tips.
All right, Isaac. Oh, go ahead, Jubby. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Bear, you should talk about what your favorite thing that you had in America was. Like your favorite thing that you had that you don't have in the UK.
Chick-fil-A.
Say it, Bear.
There's a song about
it. It's Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Listen, there's something else that you put in that. You guys put in that, it kills you, but
it's
Red
40. It's like cancer. It's like asbestos. It's
Red 40.
Coming back to the UK from America was really, really depressing. It was actually gray. I saw like a filter over the world in my eyes. It was Chick-fil-A was so good.
I'm actually going to order some right now.
Chick-fil-A, 30 nuggets, 990 calories, 110 grams of protein. I'm just going to say that. All right. I'm just going to be real. How are we not eating Chick-fil-A every day of our lives? That's incredible, dude. Oh, my God.
I'm ordering some Chick-fil-A right now.
They got a new menu that came in yesterday.
They have that pretzel. No, it's Wendy's.
No, it is. It's a pretzel bun.
Dude, Wendy's has the talkie burger.
What the hell is happening at Wendy's?
No, they have the like, they have the Wednesday menu right now with like it comes with like a sauce that's like gray,
Jimmy,
like a gray sauce. It's disgusting.
Nick, sorry.
I'm gonna
say
I gotta pee on that note.
Nick, can you order a pretzel bun? Order a pretzel bun from Chick-fil-A.
Wait, is there actually a thing for Chick-fil-A called a pretzel bun?
They have pretzel bun. What the fuck?
Wait, let me see.
And they have chips now.
What you mean like a pretzel bun where it's like a sandwich and it has a bun that's a pretzel?
Yeah.
Pretzel bun, dude.
It doesn't exist.
I had it yesterday. It's real.
It is real.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Chick-fil-A sandwich right now. You it's a buttery have to go white bun.
Dude, it's a special
item. You can't just like put pretzel bun in an option.
It's a special item.
Do they still do restaurants still have secret menus? Or not restaurants, fast foods.
Some of them do, yeah. What am I even looking at?
What the hell is that? Those are a lot of words.
You guys are right.
Cop.
Yeah. Isn't it like you can go to like McDonald's and order like the sea, sky, and
it's like a mix of like Mountain Dew and Sprite or something. Like, it's always like a stupid name. It's always a weird name. I don't know. I don't know any secret menus, but it's always like, hi, can I get the Reuben Sweet Spot? It's like a
Reuben Sweet Spot.
Can I get the Kiss No Tell? Can you get that on a
can you give me the Jared's Weakness?
Can I get a Hold My Hand and Guide Me? It's like 20
you drink with
like
that?
A Diet Coke.
You want to drink with that? All right, one Hold Your Hand and Guide Me with a Diet Coke.
No one's ever heard of that in a minute. Let me see if I remember.
It's really weird. I don't even know how people find out about that shit, dude. You have to like
me
spam.
Neither. You probably have to know
someone.
There.
You got to know someone, bro.
Low key, you got to be on the end. You got to know.
Insider
information. Did they tell you in training? By the way, they say.
Yeah, by the way, this is our secret menu. No, I wouldn't do that.
He's all of our secrets.
Yeah, imagine the guy quits next day. Here goes your secret menu, dumbass. You just told the guy you quit. He's on Reddit right now on the front page of Chick-fil-A.
He's on Reddit leaking everything.
Okay, I just remembered about my favorite moment, and it's really, really small. I don't know why it made me laugh so hard every time I looked at it, but when Tanner had this like fisherman thing, he had this like cap and like the fishing line behind him. He was in the bathroom. The desk was pointing towards the bathroom, and it was like literally seconds. It was seconds in the video, and that was it. But I was laughing so fucking hard at Tanner because you looked like you were from like Hunter, where like he has like the fishing line, like the hat.
You have, like, you have to do everything. Tanner, you have to do the big frown, the fisherman frown. It's a little harsher. It's like, yeah. And so it was like only mustache I was showing too.
I don't remember that at all. Beard and mustache. What are you talking about?
That's a real thing, dude. Trust me.
I did
that. That reminded me of a moment from it. I saw like a TikTok that was like underrated moments from Last BC 5. It was between me and Larry, and it was when I was really fucking tired and I was just saying random bullshit. And I told him, I was like, Larry, look out. There's like a big glob of like disgusting shit all over your desk. You just spit something out all over your desk. And he just started tweaking out about it.
Oh, sick. Oh,
the funniest
sick.
Part about that part was it wasn't even Larry who coughed, it was Grunk. Like you're like you just coughed off a big chunk of something onto your desk.
Joey kept saying like, what if you had a cookie that was wet and mushy?
Dude, yeah. Like, dude, that has
that
stuck with
for, like,
me
2 weeks afterwards.
Dude, it's still in my brain. I literally will say it around my friends and they're like, what the hell are you talking about?
What if you had a cookie that was wet and mushy?
That's general consensus from what I've seen. Like, a lot of people were like, I was saying this around people, and now they think I'm weird because they don't know what's going on. Right. You know, these like really specific like phrases or vocal sounds. Mm-hmm.
Like, because whenever you hear like, you want a cookie, is it wet and mushy?
Yeah.
Like,
is it?
Where did that come from? Or do you not know?
I do not know. Talking about cookies. We weren't talking about anything that had to do with it. I just said it.
Watching back is one of my other favorite moments, I think, was watching Jubby try to do the challenge with the singing, finish the lyrics. That was genuinely so hilarious. Yes. Holy cow.
Oh my God. Every time.
And when Tanner started singing and stopped,
it pissed me off so bad. It was like, and anytime I tried to start it again after failing, Larry would immediately start rapping right after.
You did it at a bad time, bro.
I had to do it then.
Dude, he did it at a great time. That's the funniest fucking part was you would stop talking and it would be calm. He would go and then boom, you're right there right after him saying some bullshit about
it's like in the back of your head you knew that I was trying to do something. It was like
I caught cap.
You know what's sad? You know what's sad about that last house?
What?
We never got to swim in that pool.
I know. It got so fucked. There was a dead squirrel, dude.
There's a there was two
dead squirrels. When we were at that house, we were walking around and the pool was already green and we were like, fuck. And there was also like a leak. So it kept like draining. And then there was two times where the first time when the pool was like full and it was like somewhat blue, a squirrel had fallen from a tree that was right, like that was like hanging over the pool. Mm-hmm. And it was just like laid out.
Oh my God.
You know, just like motionless. And we're like, we had to grab the net and like pull him out. And he was no twitch, nothing. We're like, fuck.
Wait, so Isaac, what was your favorite moments?
Yeah. True.
Like, yeah.
You are the puppeteer.
For each of y'all?
Just something. I don't care. What was your.
Like I don't think I've ever had a favorite moment.
Top three.
Well, hold on. It's always like a collection because there's so much in each of these videos that it's impossible to choose. But for each person individually, let me like sit here and think, like recall everything. I could tell you. I'm like looking around my class, like about to choose my member.
Why don't you just go down the line?
Starting from Bear?
Yeah.
Bear. Where do I even begin?
10 more minutes. Bear had, some went in, some didn't, but Bear had these moments where he would have a burst of energy. And it wouldn't always be apparent. It would always be somewhere like off script or like off screen. For instance, like Nick was just talking randomly. Bear just sprints down the fucking room, or like randomly he appears behind Tanner, starts choking him out and some shit like that. And he was, I swear to God,
you did that. I did that.
It was
random. I choked you out. Why did I do that?
No, I was like, violent choke, his chair back or something.
Was this after the magnesium?
No, it was before actually.
Oh, okay. I was just tweaking.
Free magnesium.
It was like the zoomies. I had something to blame on. Tanner, you were really fucking. I'm sorry. You were really funny in like the final moments. I'll be real.
I wasn't even playing it up. I was like, dude, get me the fuck out of here. I need to get out.
And it was really funny because we all knew that you were going through it, and Grunk said
like
some
I was watching
like,
an old dog.
We're just watching
him.
We're just laughing. We're watching him die. We're just laughing.
Did I say why I was so effed up?
Like, yeah.
Mainly,
you said your neck was hurting really bad.
Right? Yeah, but I was also coming off of my medication, my Adderall and my other antidepressants.
Oh, God.
And so I had nothing going on, so I was like,
I didn't want to say that like in a video or in a tweet or some shit like that, but like talking to Tanner afterwards, that is what happened. He was crashing off of a stimulant, antidepressant, and 3 hours of football gear being strapped on. So yeah, I mean, with no sleep, that will do it. All right,
I cannot imagine how terrible you felt, because it's like you were talking about it. We were talking about it earlier with it said how tight the helmet strap was on your head. Yeah. And it was literally like, as you were taking the gear off in the video, you can see like Isaac like throwing his hands up or something, exasperated at how tight you put the helmet on for like whatever reason.
I could have undid the chin strap. I don't know why.
You should have, because you would have been in much less pain, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think that would have been better.
If your brain was actually being starved.
I think I was getting like no oxygen from
your brain.
If you want to know what it's like to have that kind of chin strap on for as long as you did, if you put your fist under your chin
and then try to talk with them moving the top of your head. It's kind of like that.
Hello. It's constant pressure on your like face and like
putting pressure on your temples as well because of the fucking football helmet. So it's just like it's not fun. 3 hours. Yeah. I don't know.
Two medications, an all-nighter, and that. Yeah, that'll do it, bro. Yeah. That'll do it.
I stayed strong, though, I think.
You did. You did well for all that.
Yeah. You did the whole football game, baby.
I did.
You won the Super Bowl, baby. I lost the Super Bowl, but I won the battle.
Sorry, I'm still trying to, like, pick my favorite awesome moment. Gronk, I'm going to be real. You had too many. You had too many moments to pick from. I feel like the soundboard combination with the usual Grunk shenanigan was...
That was outlandish.
It, like, I'll never died you. Down. That's the crazy thing. Yeah. Like, ever.
Like, the mouthpiece came in at a great time because that was probably when I was running out of things to do with the soundboard, and then I found that.
Yeah, you said you were going to go and play with a bagpipe, and you came back with only a reed.
Dude, imagine if I had figured out the whole bagpipe,
oh
though.
My god,
holy
that
probably
would have been a lot better, though.
That would have definitely been a lot better.
Yeah. It's a lot, no, those things are fucking loud.
No, but like, they sound so cool, though. Like, I can handle a bagpipe,
yeah. I would actually
you can
support,
handle
I would
a bagpipe,
his group.
But not
I
read.
Oh, give me a bagpipe sound.
That's incredible.
If I'm being like honest about the read, I thought that the bit where you were singing the song, at least on rewatch, was more annoying than the read sound. I'm being real.
Their eyes.
I literally cannot.
You didn't like that?
Not when it came out. I think when I watched it for the second time, I literally had to skip through that part. I couldn't do it again.
I get that, honestly. Because, yeah, it's like... Man, I went for it. Yeah.
One of the reasons, and this was like entirely intentional, like I wanted people to feel how annoying it was.
Right?
I tried
to encapsulate it perfectly of what it sounded
like. Yeah, I wanted to keep in the parts where he figured out before and then it clicked and then he sung like half of it and then it went away and then it sort of came back and he was like, okay, you know, I gotta pull up the lyrics, man. Hold on. The whole lyrics. Song over again.
Then I look at Nick's camera, and Nick was just like,
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it even now.
That song has like fucking five choruses, but he was already singing.
It really did keep going. Like, I couldn't believe how long it was going, but I wasn't gonna stop. Like, I had to finish it. It just kept going.
What Joby said is true. I had to skip through it too. Like,
I think like top, if there were to be like classifications for like top rarest moments or like top whatever, like the top rarest moment of all of Last Live EC is when I caught Yummy's PC shutting off on film.
That was definitely the rarest.
No, that's paranormal, dude. Top paranormal, paranormal ghost demon and fucking, yeah.
Listen, I gotta admit, like these videos, some there are some like, you know, little puppeteering going on. Like Tanner was bound to get that football gear. That was not a random
thing.
Yeah,
what's with that script, Isaac?
I know.
It comes out.
Yeah. There are certain things. There was a jubby wheel that I was spinning, even though it landed on a number. In the real wheel, it was still a jubby dare because he's not with us. I can't mix that up. It's just not good showmanship. But, so Tanner really just fucking loved football so much. We were always talking about it, and we were like, oh my God, you just see that guy that got hit so hard. So I was like, okay, surely he'll love this. So that was planned. And where was I going with this? There was something else. Sorry. That was decided beforehand. Tanner's gonna wear the costume. Like, that was a decision. Yeah. So when it came down to Nick waking up in the third or fourth one, I think it was the fourth or third, I don't remember, but when he woke up, grabbed his camera and went, you know, checking in on everybody, the likelihood that Yummy's PC had some sort of graphics error and blacked out and he caught that on video, one in the trill, not scripted. That was like fucking that was insane. I had never in a million years thought that was going to happen because it genuinely froze. His camera froze as well.
But because like prior, Yummy's always had like PC problems. So I feel like it was like more bound to happen.
To him, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, while your computer is running for that long, if you already have issues.
Yeah, when it's going on for like a day.
It's crazy because his computer was so big. too. Like it was
so funny. He had like this thing. I remember when he would go out of town and he would need me to upload a video to his channel from his editor. He'd be like, it's a really specific process he had to turn on the computer. And like he's like, okay, this popped up, right? Close that. Okay, this also, move that over here. Okay, do this. All right, move that over there. And then like type this. And then I'm like, what the fuck? Every time you start the computer, you do this? He's like, yes.
Wasn't his like case off too?
His case was off. Yeah.
The whole thing was exposed.
Why? He had dusty PC. Because
it would overheat.
Yeah, it looked like just an engine on his desk.
Yeah, wow. Dude, at that point, just get a new one.
Yeah, I don't know how long he's had that thing, but hold
on. No, he got a new one. He built it.
And his fucking, his graphics card was like broken fresh out of the box.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I swear to God, he fixed that though. Maybe I'm trip.
The streak of yummy bad luck was crazy.
And an unreal
amount. Unreal, even.
Mold following him everywhere. Yeah, pretty bad.
Oh, dude. I'm convinced that we have some sort of more mold problem where we are now, man. That shit sucks.
Oh, really?
Really?
No.
Damn.
Yeah.
Why is mold going rampant in
America? Got mold downstairs as well.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because the mold, fucking landlords don't take care of their fucking places, man.
It's true. They
really don't.
Oh, we have scorpions.
I think the tenants are going to, like, you know, clean up and you know, move on and move out and then what? What, like, what? That doesn't happen.
You guys
happen.
Look at this. My camera. Look at my camera. You guys.
I'm looking.
Hold on.
What?
So that's a lie.
What is that? You see that? What is the point of that?
The little corner thing?
That's
like a little ramp.
That's the HVAC, bro. It's
gotta be vent.
The vent for the kitchen.
I have one of those too, actually. Look, but it goes across the whole freaking idea. You see?
Wait. Can you see it? No, you can't see it.
I know.
Right above it.
We're all looking
all around.
Where's my vent?
Where's my special HVAC compartment?
Dude, it's all around. That's crazy.
Fascinating. Wow.
Tanner has a little person door to his right or to his left.
I really do. I really, really do. Mm. I wonder if I can open it.
Have you opened that before?
No.
We wanted to leave it for you in case there were treasure.
You need to explore.
You need to.
I know. Let me just look really quick.
He never comes back. Like, never see him ever again.
Transported into a different universe.
while he's checking, I'll just knock the rest of them dead in terms of funny moments. Jubby, you repeating every word anyone would say ever was really fucking funny. That got me funny. So many times. Larry, your formula leaking was really fucking funny. Mm-hmm. It came back like three other times.
It's not even the formula, man.
You couldn't make it past
the leaked Mario audio. Like, what does that even mean?
That's real.
The leaked Mario audio.
Audio logs? The leaked Mario audio logs is a real
thing. But like,
what
is a leaked Mario audio log? Like,
it's one that didn't make it to the game.
Yeah, they didn't make it.
Leaked
it
Mario God.
It's like when Luigi for Mario 64 got leaked. It was never in the game, but you know, it's like leaked Mario audio logs. Damn, that's a fact.
Mario
audio logs. I don't remember that at all.
It was when Grunk was like the victim. He was going to get lied to horribly. It was so funny because Grunk was so fucking interested. He was so interested. He needed to know. He was like, what are you talking about? What? Unreleased Mario like dialogue. What are you talking to? It was like Larry's perfect scenario, but he couldn't help but just fucking laugh at himself. It was perfect. Everything else was ready, but Larry just couldn't get through it.
Like,
he couldn't get it out.
It's like this. It's like I'm fishing and my bait is like a Cheeto and it somehow caught a fish. And
that's what it was. You got such a big fish. It was like a huge piece of cake.
Yeah,
and
I got like a nice bass fish and I fucking, I don't know, spat on my fucking fishing line and it worked.
Tanner?
Yeah.
What was in there?
Yeah.
So if I find a screwdriver, I can unscrew the two screws that are holding it to the wall, and I can figure out what's back there.
I can tell
you definitely
right
need
now,
to do that.
If you told Grant that, he would do it. He would spend all day trying to get
it. All
day trying
to figure it out, and then he'd go in there and be like,
it might be rodents, dude. I keep hearing like little...
No way.
There's scorpions in our vents.
Yeah.
Melvin? Melvin running around?
Might be him, but he doesn't... That motherfucker does not... He hasn't moved in a month, y'all.
Oh.
What the fuck? You can't just.
Well, no, you can't say that.
He's got really serious.
You built a lot around Melvin.
I didn't want to mention it, but yeah, he's been a little sick.
You built like a whole fucking thing for him and you're just killing him off right now?
You're just shooting him? I'm not killing him off. He's just sick.
Oh, he's sick now. He's not fucking dead anymore. Interesting. Okay. That's good. I'm glad he's alive.
He's alive. He's chilling. He's
Nick.
You know, and he's not moving, but.
My favorite moment was how annoyed you got at everything. I'll be.
That's like every last Levy. Bro. That's like.
Thank you, bro. You had like a big brother moment with Gronk.
Yeah.
Multiple like walked times. Over and he did his little fucking toot in your face.
For what?
I think
my favorite moment was Gronk was like, he called me on the walkie-talkie out of the bathroom and he's like, do you ever get horny when you do this?
Listen. I was just really saying what was on my mind in the moment because
I was like, you're only human, bro. It's fine.
I put out a tweet like a month or two ago and I'm trying to find it. Yeah. It's a dead ass. We need to normalize gooning in VC with our friends more. And I quoted it said Grunk and Lastly VC 5.
Yeah, dude. And like, also watching the new Stick Fight video. And I think I said a fap joke like 3 times.
Yeah, someone mentioned the
video. And it's like, my boner. Something was going on in that time period, I think, where I was just like, I don't know. I don't really have a good excuse for that.
I'm sorry you feel so ostracized.
I was just trying. No, it's okay.
Don't feel like you have an answer, bro. You're good, bro. Yeah. We get it, bro.
That was really it. That was just what was on my mind in the moment.
Dude, everyone's reaction was just so like inhumane. Like they've never felt a horny thought
in their
life.
Dude, if Tanner really was there, he would have had my back, and I know that.
All right, this is my guilty thing.
Speaking out.
when Grunk said that, I was like instantly agreeing and shit. I said something. And I listened to it in the video. I was like, this could get like copyright or like restrict us, just remove it. And that's when JW was like, Isaac, shut the fuck up. And I just like, think about it for a second, dude. What I said in that clip, I think I said like. It was something to do with prostitutes and coke or glory holes. I don't remember what it was. It was so funny.
I don't remember.
I said it once and I removed it from the video of all instances I ever sent to anybody. And that was that. But yeah, that's what I said, and that's why Jubby said that. It just looks like he was mad at me like 30 seconds later.
Yes, dude, I do remember. I remember me just yelling at you for no reason. I was like, why was I pissed off?
Brilliant.
That's content awesome. Manipulation. Oh, dude, I removed it. I couldn't risk it. It was too risky.
What else did you cut out, bro?
What did I cut out? I cut out, so when Crispy came in the door, I had to text Nick. I said, you need to open that fucking door right now. Like, you gotta open it or else this
I
is all
I was scared.
Gonna... Yeah, so
I was like,
he opened it, sat back down really, really quick, and then I told Crispy, all right, I unlocked it. And then he came in, and everyone's like, oh my God. Like, I don't think, Nick, did you look out or not?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, for the sake of, like, I just like flow and content. Like there were moments like that where you went and unlocked the door. I removed that. There was Grunk, Bear, and Larry talking about how Nick went up to the door and you guys were, everyone was super, super fucking scared. I removed that as well just to keep the kind of like the mirage that the door just magically got unlocked or something, or he was just sitting there for a minute. But yeah, that's what happened then. And I think that's honestly, in terms of like removing shit, that should be
post a story on Instagram about like Crispy being in an accident?
Oh my God, so, I was not happy when that hit like our community page.
What happened?
So I posted a picture like very shortly after Lastly VC was done, and it was like, you know, me in a desk and all of us like having fun and the cute little group pic as well as the all of you guys on the floor.
looking up at Crispy with a wheel. And I didn't think about it. Nice. I didn't think twice because it wasn't, you know, back then it wasn't like a secret. Right. But eventually I made a highlight about it in like February, again, before I was like doing this part one, part two shit. And people found it and they started talking about it. And I was like, fuck, that's it. Yeah. There goes that.
You leaked your own video, dude.
I didn't even remember you doing that.
I saw it.
I was surprised. I didn't either. When I saw it, of course, I took it off, but shit still sucked. It was
They're quick with it.
They were, bro.
Quick with it.
And I also want to do, I want to give a shout out to everyone that was like, you know, making a whole bunch of like different content about the King of Pranks and shit like that.
Yeah.
There was a lot of like different Roblox shit going on.
Yeah.
But a special shout out to this one person. I don't know their name and I'm so sorry I'm an asshole for that, but I couldn't watch the video genuinely because it was like super fuck. Like people don't really understand what I have to go through when it comes to these videos. I have to watch the same shit over and over and over and over again, live through it so many fucking times. And somebody posted an edit that was kind of encapsulating that feeling. And oh my fuck, dude, like it hit me. Like,
what is it? Can I?
Here we go.
Can I? Is it the one that I sent?
Come with me.
Is this the one that I sent to the group chat?
Yeah. the green background. Yeah. My silhouette grown up and grown out the fucking man bun. Oh my fucking god. Oh,
I literally I almost shed tears on stream because someone sent it in my chat while I was live and I was so close to losing it.
It was
literally like the culmination of like the 5 years and with the music in the background, it was just.
Yeah,
it was a good video.
And like at the end, when I'm like, I was like standing up. That's when I turned it off. I couldn't do it, bro. Whatever y'all was about to do in that, I could not see that shit, bro. I couldn't watch it with my eyes.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'll be genuine, bro. Like, yeah, I've deadass. I've shed tears over this video. I've shed tears over getting licenses. Like that song at the very end was super special. Not the license in the beginning. That shit. Oh, I'm still mad about that, bro. I'm still mad about that. I'm not going to drop the song name, but I will say Denzel Curry, bro. If you want to get your syncs up, let me know. Get in contact. Please, for the love of God, fire
Denzel
your management.
Don't
give a respond,
fuck,
bro. Bro, I was so pissed off.
It is not Denzel, bro.
He's picking his butt somewhere.
Months trying to hear like approvals. And then finally the approvals came in and the world's biggest fucking quote of all time ever. Like in terms of money for using this song and managing to keep monetization on came in and it was just like the most heartbreaking shit ever, bro.
Like, Jerry, pick a number. 4 billion.
Fucking much, dude.
That number.
Pretty fucking much. It was So that's when Chasing the Sun. That was my plan B. That was a pretty good plan B too.
Great song. Yeah, it was a great one.
Yeah, I'm glad that worked out.
Dude, there were so many songs that I remember one time. This is when we're still living in the other house, and you were going through the YouTube shit, and I was on the floor. We were just going through the songs, and we're going through like all the hypotheticals. I was like, "Please allow me to introduce myself." And we're like, "No, not that one, not that one." And then the next one is like some other bullshit song.
Yeah,
and it was so funny going through all the like really sappy, corny.
I have an entire rendition of a slowed down version of the edit that I built around Denzel Curry's song. I had to do some math and slow it down 70%. So it was like this amount of BPM and everything was on beat to YMW Melly's Mama Cry.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh.
It was in like 60% speed. Mom, please don't you cry. I'm sorry. And I was like,
please
like
don't
Tanner
cry.
Spinning in a chair. It was really fucking funny. But yeah, there was 23 different songs that I had arranged everything to, but Chasing the Sun was the good one. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it worked out.
Bombs Away by Shotgun Willie.
Shotgun Willie, MC Virgins. So hard to pick when those are my top picks, man. At the flip a coin.
I think Lastly VC5 was one for the books.
One for the books.
Who's ready for Lastly VC? What has Dream Titleist stuff?
rematch finale.
And then finale. Yeah.
Finale, final rematch finale.
Well, I think we should just do like, instead of that, we should do 4K remastered Blu-ray. I think we should just recreate frame by frame every single
And then we should do a live action. Yeah.
Live action.
Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
Mm-hmm. I think if we actually did another Last Leave You See, I could last for 7 days.
All right, how about
7 days?
Last to Leave You See live in front of an audience, and they have paintball guns and tomatoes. And
wait, live would be crazy.
Great. Last Leave You See live. We're like in a Penn Station, like in a glass box.
Oh, like fucking Severin.
Like Severin.
Oh my god, yeah, that would be awesome. Great.
That would be wild. We gotta wait for Isaac and then we can tell him.
Yeah. That'd be actually so sick. Holy cow.
We'd be like zoo animals.
Yeah. I don't
what
even
if
fucking
the audience
mind.
Vote someone out too. Like, they all press a button.
Oh my god.
Shit, I'll shock everyone. I'll kill
I'd
someone.
Cry.
The cube starts getting smaller for the person that gets voted out and it squishes them to death.
Oh, it's like a saw trap now. It's
yeah, literally. You know what's funny? They've actually done that in the movies. They've done like a public one, like in a glass box.
It was
in
the one where, like, yeah. It's like two saws, like two guys and a girl, and the girl gets cut up.
Yep.
Really?
Gnarly. He's right, yeah.
Gnarly.
Yeah.
That was like, I think
she died.
Five or something.
Does she
in
die?
Public in
she
the
got,
movie?
She got okay. split in half, but I think she lived. And
she might be okay.
She didn't die?
She finally got stitched up. She was all
right. What?
Oh. She was all right. She was fine.
What's so funny?
Nothing. Nothing's Nick, funny about someone getting split in half, Tanner.
Your questions are really funny, man. I love you. Oh, my God. Did she die?
Did she die?
Have you ever seen Saw?
No, well. I've never watched a single Saw.
No, it's about torture, death, and body parts flying away and gore.
Yep,
like that.
Yep.
All the worst like,
so awesome.
I think of.
Like Five Nights
I don't really
Freddy's.
Like. I just never was into Saw. Like I like the real crazy scary movies. Nothing like.
Well, they're dude, not. They're, I just you, saw don't, you don't watch them for them being scary. You watch them for the shock value of like what they do to the people.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, what the
fuck?
Exactly. Oh, that's sick.
How could you think of that?
How did you even think of that?
Yeah.
Who
it's
did
the same
that?
Thing with Final Destination. It's the same exact thing.
Yeah, that's the same exact feeling.
Yeah.
Yo, this is fun to watch. This hamster's been going at it and I can't stop watching it. Like, I honestly just realized that Bear has a mustache because I've been watching this.
Oh my god.
Hamster.
I didn't have it at the beginning of this. I grew it while
we've been here for so long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it.
I do like it.
Don't all say
it looks
yes.
good.
Okay.
It looks good.
Oh, don't all say yes. It's okay.
Yeah. It's I don't know how to make it.
Look. Yeah.
You said like, you watched Weapons. Did it live up to the hype?
I really, really, really liked
Weapons
it.
Weapons lived up to the hype.
Yeah, I liked
dope.
It a lot.
Okay.
Dude, I accidentally paid. Oh my gosh! I paid $50 to go watch it for two tickets, which I didn't
That's crazy.
Freaking mean to. I didn't know, but apparently I was paying for like the Dolby Atmos Super Theater, and it was
so
like
you had a good experience.
It was crazy.
Was it super?
It was pretty super, but it was like placebo type super, you know? Because like at the start they like played, they did the Dolby Atmos surround sound, and then they like tested it out and did a bunch of shit. And it's like if you did this in a normal theater, I'd have the same exact experience, you know.
No, I watched Dune 2 in the Dolby Atmos, and that was like literally the greatest experience I ever had watching a movie.
See, maybe I should have. If I knew I was paying for that, I was like, okay, I'm paying for this because it's Dolby Atmos. Then I probably would have been like, okay, I'm gonna really enjoy this because I'm paying for Dolby Atmos. But I thought I was just paying for a normal movie theater, you know.
Right.
And I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
But it was still really good. It was good sound audio. What was that?
They're freaking out over the fucking hamster while you're talking about this.
Dude, he got eaten by a fucking, what do you call it?
Wow. It's like the Discord emoji.
I swear it was eating its own poop. Like, it was eating its own poop and then got eaten by like a Mario flower and it got swallowed up into a tunnel.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Speaking about movies.
Speaking about movies.
Wait, Larry, have you seen the thing that pops up or not?
Fuck you!
What?
Ow! Hell is that? Hell is that?
Speaking about movies, I have this weird Hell is that? I have this dilemma right now where... Mm-hmm. So Chainsaw Man is coming out with a movie, I think, October.
October, yes.
Now, here's my dilemma. I watched Look Back when it came out on theaters, and I went to the movie theater... and I will say, I mean, it's kind of to be expected, but the audience,
not the greatest, okay? Maybe, you know, theater experience, great. I love seeing a big picture audio. One of my favorite movie experiences was watching the Batman on in the movie theater. And like just whenever he turns on the Batmobile and the bass is like...
Right. Oh, yeah, you feel
it. Like, it's like that, shaking your body.
That opening scene in the theater was great. Yes. In the fucking Batman.
Absolutely. And Look Back was a wonderful movie, and I've watched it so many times now.
What is Look Back?
Look Back, it's based off of a one shot from the creator of Chainsaw Man, and it's like a really sad movie.
Because
it was kind of based around this real life event that happened where there was a shooting at a studio where they make like where they draw a bunch of manga and everything. And then it's also a self-reflection piece. So it's like a really emotional, it's really emotional, but the audience there, I was sitting next to these two guys and they were like, just, it was,
or this I don't stink? Know how to
maybe
that's
possibly,
fine.
I just, go ahead. Every now and then it would take me away from it. Cause I was like, damn.
Well,
and then Chainsaw Man's coming out and I'm like, I really want to watch it on theaters, but damn.
Yeah.
I'll be real. I will never go to an anime movie. Bro.
Dude, that's why I want to
just pirate it.
No, I would buy it. I'll buy it like DVD or whatever. If it comes
Did you see
out.
The Minecraft movie in theaters?
I haven't seen the Minecraft movie at all.
Nope. Me neither.
So on day one.
I also have
it.
Whoa, that's crazy.
It's good.
Was it good for those who saw it?
It was fine. It's just,
I heard it's awful.
A Minecraft movie. It's made for kids.
It's like the Super Mario movie.
It's when you're walking into it, you know, it's kind of like it's better than what you expect it to be because it's a Minecraft movie. It kind of feels like, do you remember like Spy Kids?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of those kind of vibes.
It is? It's almost like that perfect blend of the adult jokes because they know that the parents are going to go and watch with their kids.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there are some adult jokes and like there is like adult humor in a sense that like everyone can kind of enjoy. So. Mm.
Right. Dude, have you seen the new Gumball season?
No,
but I heard it's like
you
insane.
Didn't like it. I loved there,
well,
it.
Okay, there's one episode that I watched that literally it had me upset that I ever watched it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about that damn phone. The phone. No,
I'm talking about the butts episode. Like, are you kidding me? The butts.
The butt episode.
It's like called like the butt. Or something, or the butts, and it's like okay, it's just like not the humor for me, I guess. But like I thought maybe the plot would develop. What am I saying? It's amazing about Gumball, but like I thought something would be different. But the one joke was just the butt, and they made a song, and it was just awful, and everyone's just shaking butt, and it's like, what am I watching?
Literally at the end of the episode, they were having like a school dance or something like that, and the principal, like, you know how the principal, if whoever's watched Gumball. The principal's really hairy.
Yeah.
He's got fur just all over his body. Yeah. And there was no fur on his ass during the part where they were dancing. And he was just throwing his butt around.
Dude,
I don't know.
Yeah, that episode was awful horrible. But the other ones are actually pretty good. I haven't finished it yet.
Yeah, they were funny.
They're pretty good. But that one really threw me off bad.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
Gumball and Darwin making the fuck out on Twitter.
Yeah,
so
they were kissing. They were kissing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was the ghost girl inside of Gumball. Because that's Darwin's girlfriend.
Booyah.
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 No, I thought you were talking about like the Essex.
On the punchline.
They
were having. Oh, they were on the fucking Gumball phone calls in bed. Fucking... They were talking about.
They're like gaming. They're like, oh yeah.
And then I'm pressing A and then B and then
I'm pressing
and I'm
A and I'm doing the combo move. Oh
wow.
That was great.
God. Yeah, that was not the best. But like sorry to revert back to the the movie shit. I think I'm still gonna go and I think it'll be a good time because I love theater. I love a good theater experience.
I've just seen so many people talking like recently on social media about how like a theater experience has gotten so much worse over the past couple of years because everybody is constantly talking, they're loud as fuck, and they're on their phones.
Mm-hmm. Like nobody. I've gone like sometimes I go and everyone's like chill, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely not every time. So it's just
I
it's
think
become
social media definitely amplifies some of the bad stuff.
I think it's just become more common because I've experienced it personally where it's just like you're sitting like in right in front of some like really insufferable people that are either like laughing way too hard at shit or screaming it's on like, purpose.
When it happens, it's like, why am I paying for this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Why am I paying for this experience?
When I went to go watch John Wick 4.
Yeah, I was with you. And that you're talking about that one woman?
Yes, bro. It was, oh my goodness me, dude. And there was this bro next to me. He was like a bro. And he was getting so fucking hype. And now, like, I mean, you know, low key, I kind of fucked with it because it was like good energy at least. But he was so fucking hyped anytime an action sequence would happen. He's like, yes! And then everyone else was just like, cool with it. And they were all going with it. They were like, yeah, whoa, yeah. And I was like, okay, I can take this two ways. Either this is going to be like really insufferable, or you know what? Just go with the flow. And fucking everyone's doing it, so why not? So
yeah.
I didn't really go with it,
but it was kind of funny. Like towards the end, I was like, oh, this is kind of, you know.
I've got a question about that, about the bro sitting next to you during John Wick 4.
Yeah.
Do you remember what he did during the like 10 billion year sequence of John falling down the stairs?
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Oh my God! He just kept falling. He just kept hitting every single side of like this alleyway.
No, he's asking about the bro.
Do you remember what the bro did?
Wait, no. John Wick 4 was not that.
That was John Wick 4.
What?
That was towards the end when he had the duel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm thinking of 3 when he jumps off of the building.
He falls down a giant flight of stairs. He was fighting his way up the stairs
and kept on falling down.
He got kicked down.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. There's a lot of times where he just falls and gets hit by every single thing. That building one. There's that one as well. The stair. Yeah. Wow.
I watched John Wick 1 through 4, like 1 through 3, to prepare to watch 4, and I got so tired of the fight scenes by 3. Yeah. I was like, I can't do this anymore. It's like you have to space them out, bro. You can't go back to back.
I've never seen 2, 3, or 4.
I've never seen one. Mm-hmm.
Really? Oh wow! What the fuck, you guys?
Wow.
Dude, Isaac has them on Blu-ray.
Wow.
He does. He has a whole pack.
Ooh. Isaac has that. He's got Pirates of the Caribbean.
He does. We need Pirates of the Caribbean. Dude,
I remember we were watching Pirates of the Caribbean and I fell asleep every single time. It's not that the movie was bad, but I just like every single time we watched it. It was like the same thing with Oppenheimer. I was so sleepy because me and Nick did a recording on CSGO and then immediately went to the movie theaters after that. So I was really fucking sleepy, and it didn't help that the movie was not the quickest thing. Normally, I would have been fine, and I would have been watching it, and like, you know,
oh my God, this thing's
all that. Sorry. But it's just the tiredness did not help at all.
And there were boobs in that movie, so you fell asleep.
There were.
Yeah, I didn't see the boobs. I fell asleep.
Can I ask?
Like 15 minutes.
Can I ask a question?
Big pair of nuts on him.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's some big dwarf hamster nuts.
He's got some freaking nuts on him.
He's got some fucking gonads in between those legs.
I thought it was a butt cheek.
Some balls, dude. Look, he's just dragging them on the floor.
They're so heavy they broke the bridge, dude.
Sorry, what were we talking about?
Can I ask a question? The movie that you were just talking about that Isaac has on Blu-ray.
Oppenheimer?
The Pirates one.
Oh, Pirates.
When you talk about the location of that, how do you say it when you're talking about it in like a normal sentence?
Oh, Pirates of the what?
Pirates of the what? God. Like
Caribbean, like,
I don't understand why. It's like I do the same thing. Like you talk about the movie, you say Caribbean or Caribbean. You say Caribbean when you're talking about the movie.
You think that's how the pirates pronounced it back then? Caribbean?
Maybe. No, Caribbean. You know what happened? It was because of the promo that they ran way back in the day. That's how the announcer said it for both the game and all the movies.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. That's how the ads would go. The promo would be like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, there was never Pirates of the Caribbean. Like,
that's just how pirates would say it.
Caribbean is crazy.
That's a good point, dude. I used to always, because Isaac used to call out my fucking shit. What was this, some shit you would fucking, you would say like, dude, I just cursing like, that was a lot of curses.
It was
pizza. You would say pizza.
I was like, it was pizza. Taco Bell.
Oh, Taco Bell.
You say Taco Bell.
Like, dude, what to me too,
you
Isaac.
The,
shut
you're
up,
the
dude.
Burger.
You're
the difference.
Let me
say a tongue side, bro. I don't want to hear it.
Say Taco Bell.
Hey, Isaac, say ladder.
Ladder.
Laddle. Laddle.
What? Ladder.
Laddle.
Laddle? There's no,
you
it's different.
You said laddle like 2 years ago before you got your tongue snipped.
Oh, yeah, I had a speech impediment, bro. You know me.
Well, hold on. Can you tell me? So I'm on stream. I say a word, and my chat gets really upset at me for it because of the way I pronounce the word milk. Is that, what do you guys see a problem with that?
Milk.
Is that a problem with that? There is a problem. Okay.
Milk.
Whatever, bro. How do you guys say it? How do you say milk?
Do you say egg instead of egg?
No, I say egg. Milk.
What? You're Southern. You're fucking egg. What? Egg is the only one I'd be like, yeah, I mean, Jubby's from Florida. He says egg.
Egg.
I say egg.
Water.
It's like a droop. Like an egg.
Water. You got some water?
I love how we have Bear here and we're not asking him to pronounce anything.
True.
That's not very American.
He did say Taco Bell.
He said
Bear say Taco Bell.
Yeah, I don't want to have Bear pronounce stuff because I feel like everyone asks him that. Like,
didn't Bear say Chick-fil-A at one point? Like, genuinely?
Oh, no, I thought it was all one word, Chick-fil-A.
Really?
I didn't know, you know.
Washing machine.
And then they kill you for that here.
Thinking about it, wait. I wanna mention one thing. I don't know if you guys like remember, right? So when I went to America for the first time, I thought things that were weird to me were normal. So we were driving on the freeway, right? Do you guys remember this? And I looked ahead and saw a truck with its doors open and boxes nearly falling out. And I didn't know if that was just normal in America, so I didn't mention it.
Cab, the box was not nearly falling out. The doors were open.
It was bumpy. It was a bumpy, like, little road.
Yeah, okay.
And I turned to you guys, and I was like,
is that normal?
Is that, like, normal? And you both were like, fuck! Oh, shit! It was fucking, it was crazy.
I remember I was banging on the window. I'm like, your thing is open!
It was a box truck, and the closing door on the back of it was open. All the boxes were showing, and Bear was like, is that normal?
Oh,
we're like, oh, wait a minute. No, it's not. Yeah, what the fuck?
The back was open.
Oh, yeah, we pulled up next to him, and Tanner was like, yeah, your shit's open. Doing that little thing.
I was like,
but yeah, it was really funny. The amount of shit that was like supposed to be normal or was like out of ordinary, Bear would think, like,
yeah, Bear, you put it out. Yeah. Like, hella trucks. There are hella trucks here.
Bear ever talk about shooting guns?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Bear shot guns.
How was that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did that.
Is that a bullet?
That's just like
what am I looking at?
Oh, that was that's the thing that they hold up at the shooting range.
Yeah, okay.
Paper.
It was great. I nearly broke my thumb. Yeah, because I was holding it wrong. Yeah, but the guy caught it last second. That was
nice.
Wait, where'd you have your thumb on? Was it where like the shit goes back?
Mm-hmm. I was just like that.
Slide.
Oh,
you were not. Bear, I would have never let you shoot a gun if your thumbs were like that, dude. His thumb was a little too high. Bro, imagine.
Dude, it's like having two fingers on the trigger, like both index fingers, every time you shoot.
World's most careful arms dealer.
Freeze.
Hold his thumbs behind.
Freeze.
I'm Bear also, shot well for his first time.
Did you?
Yeah, it was good. It was aiming, you know, Valorant aiming. I think I actually got a headshot for one, but I missed most of them. But you know, it was fun.
Did you
mag
dump? Like,
what does that even mean? I don't even
hold the trigger.
He did not. No, he did not.
There was no automatic.
No, he didn't. He didn't like spam it because.
Yeah, I was about to say, did you account for the spray pattern of Valorant, dude? You have to make sure you're dragging down.
I'm also afraid I'll probably just like go everywhere. That won't matter.
Yeah,
I'm not strong enough. Yeah.
Nah.
You're strong.
It was
enough.
His first time, bro. Strong. He had never even like heard a gun fire.
My
I
first
think,
time
right?
I shot at a full auto. How'd wait, no, that? I didn't. I didn't actually. Yes, I did. I did. It's on video. I did.
Oh, that, in Texas?
Yeah. Yeah, with my SpongeBob shirt.
That was so awesome.
Oh, I remember that. It was an AK. It was either an AK
no, it was an M4 or something. It looked
scorpion
like an
M4. Maybe?
Galil.
It wasn't a scorpion.
I think it was a T7.
Well, either way, I remember that. I remember there that trip. Go. That was our very first trip to Austin.
Yeah, that was great fun. Dude, also, I gotta say, I low-key gotta get ready for class.
Yeah, we got. Oh, I think we'll wrap
what are you
up
learning
here
today?
Okay.
I'm about to go do data literacy.
No. Oh, don't you mean data?
No, I'm really excited. No, I'm saying data is in right now.
Oh, is it?
Data is way better. In 10 years, it's going to be the other
way. Data literacy rolls off way better than data literacy for me.
Data literacy. You're right. Yeah.
Data literacy.
Data literacy.
Data literacy.
All right, Worcester Data Man. We'll end it off here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to the Group Chat Podcast once again. I do apologize we didn't go through any of the email stuff, but that's for next time. For next time, because there's a whole lot of fucking emails that I got sent, like an abysmal amount.
I'm excited.
So we'll go through that. There's a lot of stories, a lot of shit. But and Jubber and Bearbub, thank you boys for joining us.
Thank you for joining us.
And all the good stuff, all that stuff, boys. Yeah, make sure everybody, when you're going on gamersubs.gg, to use code GROUP for a 10% off. You can also go ahead, boys.
Go ahead, boys. Go Come ahead, on, boys. Air that
Code
shit.
Jubby. Code Jubby.
Air it out.
Air
it out. There. Twitch.tv/bear.
I have a Twitch, but I haven't announced it yet. But code bear. Yes, wait, sir. Bub.
Yes,
code
sir.
Bub for 10% off.
Bub. Oh, welcome.
Guess what?
Air out the socials. Air out the.
Yes, twitch.tv/jubby with an E at the end. Yes. Yes.
Jubby with an E.
And, and twitch.tv/bearbub.
Bearbub.
With a B.
Got to get those two B's at the end.
Two B's.
So we'll be.
All there's right, a whole South Park episode about that shit, by the way, where like Randy was talking about like you have to type it like this, specific way. It's like me, Larry, but three R's. It's Larry with three R's. Yeah, someone took two R's. All right, y'all.
All right, thank you for joining us. Let's bro fist this out. We'll see you next week on the Group Chat Podcast. Peace out, deuces.